The Jaguars were after it on Thursday in preparation for the Ravens and still in search of their first winning formula of 2016. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. That formula is key for the Jaguars. It's their game plan of how to attack the opponent based on what they did last week, who's playing and who's not playing because of injury, and general matchups they want to exploit. One player the Jaguars desperately want to get on track is Allen Robinson, who hasn't been able to make his usual impact as of yet. He's not only the Jaguars' best player, he's their best playmaker, and a guy who's capable of lighting an offense on fire at any moment.
We're seeing a lot of coverage over the top, keeping another defender or safety over the top of Allen, whether it be a zone or in man coverage, with another guy helping over the top, especially specifically when we get him out by himself in a 3-by-1 formation. But the good thing with Allen Robinson is he's shown the ability. He can play any position, whether it be the one receiver, the two receiver, the three receiver, and the three receiver set. So we'll continue to find ways to move him around.
It's guys playing A-Rob a little differently. Obviously, he's going to take or that's going to take some downfield throws away. And then it's on us to just find more opportunities, you know, to get A-Rob in the situations where he can beat a guy and get one-on-one coverage and do that stuff. And then obviously I got to give him a chance to go make plays and throw the ball downfield.
Now, Bortles will need time if he's going to go deep to A-Rob, which means he's going to have to rely on his offensive line against a talented defensive front from Baltimore. The trouble is they're banged up. Left tackle Kelvin Beachum is in the concussion protocol, and right tackle Jeremy Parnell is still struggling with a sore groin. And today the news came that offensive center Brandon Linder wouldn't practice with a sore knee in his day-to-day. The situation seems critical along the offensive front.
You know, it's tough, and I said earlier, you know, I feel like every good team, you know, they go through a lot of adversity, and this is something we have to battle with. But, you know, Chris and Shad, you know, they're going to step up, and I think they're going to do a great job, and I can't wait to see how they play this Sunday.
Time now for Sexton Says, which is where I tell you what I think the Jaguars have to do this week to beat the Ravens. Tashawn Gibson said it best this week when talking about penalties. These are fully grown men who understand the situation and have to stop killing themselves. 22 penalties in two games is Raider-esque. Gus Bradley preaches precision, but his congregation hasn't been taking his message from the practice field to the game field, according to Gibson and Bortles, who both said as much this week. I see it as a pride issue of, well, professionals should take great pride in their performance, and when things break down as often as they have the first 2 weeks, well, it seems there simply isn't enough pride in their craftsmanship. It's a young team. Maybe they still need to learn that important quality of success. That'll do it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Don't forget, Jaguars.com is the best place for you to stay current with your favorite football team. We're live from Everbank Field on Sunday as the Jaguars get set to take on the Ravens. We'll see you then.